This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, October 16th. Raheem Little Murder Davis was scheduled to be released Tuesday after serving less than 7 years behind bars for his role in the 2018 murder of Trooper Kevin Connor. Davis served 19.5 months in prison and received credit for time served on a 7-year sentence. Davis was driving a speeding pickup truck on U.S. 701 South that was stopped by Trooper Connor. That was when Chauncey Askew shot and killed him in 2018. Davis was originally charged with murder. That charge was later reduced to accessory after the fact. He was sentenced to 5 years and 5 months of supervised probation. Columbus Regional has applied for a permit to construct a new 30-bed acute care facility in Delco. The new hospital will have an emergency department, advanced imaging and oncology, and a surgical facility. The 144,000-square-foot building will be on the former Acme Delco Middle School campus. A $15 million fiberglass rebar manufacturer will bring more than 80 jobs to Bladenboro. Governor Josh Stein made the announcement today. MST Rebar will build its first American plant in the Bladen County town. Governor Stein said the average salary will be more than $50,000 a year for skilled labor. Municipal early voting began today for the November 4th elections. Only one early voting site is open in Columbus County. Voters may go to the Board of Elections office in the county complex on U.S. 701 North through November 1st at 3 p.m. After that, you will need to vote in your home precinct. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st. City Manager Darren Curry gave the Whiteville City Council a detailed breakdown of the city's response to the recent flooding at Tuesday's meeting. The board also received an extensive briefing on current drainage projects and funding for future improvements. Cleanup is continuing after flash flooding hit Whiteville and Chadburn Sunday and Monday. Alisa Rich of Whiteville is in the Bladen County Detention Center after she allegedly shot her husband in the head during a domestic dispute Wednesday in Clarkton. Bladen deputies found Craig Rich with a gunshot wound to the head in an apartment at Oakdale. He was transported to an area hospital in stable condition. Columbus and Bladen deputies arrested Alisa Rich on the single charge of attempted first-degree murder. She was held without bond. Conventional deer hunting season begins Saturday across southeastern North Carolina. Motorists should be aware that there could be hunters and hounds on the roadsides. Hunters are required to wear a cap, jacket, vest, or other garment of safety orange at all times. It's unlawful to remove a tracking collar from a hunting dog or to shoot hunting dogs. Hunters must have permission to enter private property. Purple paint or posted signs can be used to mark property boundaries. For more information, go to ncwildlife.gov. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historical plaque tomorrow at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a catfish plate sale tomorrow. Plates are $10 each. Contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.